Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
US President Donald Trump has left the G7 summit in Canada early because of the crisis in the Middle East. He will attend a meeting of his Security Council on his return to Washington. As Mr. Trump left Canada, he and other G7 leaders issued a joint statement in which they restated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, adding that Israel had a right to defend itself and saying Iran was a source of terror that should not have a nuclear weapon. As he left the G7 summit, President Trump said he remains confident that Iran will sign a deal.
I gave Iran 60 days and they said no. And the 61st, you saw what happened. Day 61. So I'm in constant touch. And as I've been saying, I think a deal will be signed or something will happen, but a deal will be signed. And I think Iran is foolish not to sign one.
EU foreign ministers will this morning hold an emergency video call to assess the escalating war between Israel and Iran, which has entered its fifth day. The Taoiseach Simon Harris said the meeting would focus on how the EU might support international efforts to bring about a de-escalation. He is also expected to assess potential support from other member states in the event of Irish citizens needing to be evacuated from the region. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The virtual meeting was called by the EU's foreign policy chief Kaya Kallas to discuss what steps Europe can take in light of the escalating war between Israel and Iran. A key focus will be on the potential evacuation of EU citizens. It's understood Simon Harris will assess any offers of help from other member states. Should any evacuations of the relatively small numbers of Irish citizens in both countries be required? In 2021, Ireland relied on French and Finnish military planes to airlift citizens from Afghanistan. It's understood most Irish citizens remaining in both countries have been contacted. Poland said it would evacuate 200 of its citizens from Israel within the next 48 hours. They're expected to be taken by bus to Jordan and then flown to Warsaw from the Jordanian capital. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The state has sold its remaining shares in AIB. The Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, has confirmed today that the state sold a 2.06% stake in the bank at a price of €6.94 per share. This will generate just over €305 million upon settlement and brings to €19.8 billion the total amount returned to the state to date from its investment in AIB. In a statement, AIB CEO Colin Hunt welcomed the move and said the bank profoundly regrets that it had to be rescued by the state and owes an immense debt of gratitude to the Irish taxpayer. Housing Minister James Brown will bring three proposals to Cabinet today in an effort to address the housing crisis. The proposals include legislation to quickly extend rent pressure zones across the country, to expand the remit of the Land Development Agency, and to establish Commission Planola to replace On Board Planola. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
The Dáil will debate an opposition motion calling for emergency action on housing, while a Raise the Roof protest will take place outside Leinster House. Priority legislation that will bring the 17% of tenancies currently outside the rent pressure zones within the 2% rent cap rule is now expected to quickly progress through the Oireachtas. Minister James Brown will tell Cabinet the move is a practical measure to protect any renters from rent hikes in advance of the new rent control system that will be introduced in March. Separately, former HSE boss Paul Reid is expected to be named as the chairperson of An Coimisiún Pleanála, which will replace An Bord Pleanála. It's expected Minister Brown will bring a memo to Cabinet to establish the new body, which is aiming to speed up planning decisions. The Cabinet will also hear that the Land Development Agency is to be tasked with delivering more homes across the country and will get stronger powers to find and acquire land suitable for housing.
A major change to the law regarding organ donation is to take effect from today. The change means that every adult living in the Republic is an organ donor when they die, unless they sign a new register to opt out. 263 organ transplants were carried out here last year, thanks to organ donations. The state body responsible for competition has warned schools that their back-to-school arrangements could harm competition and increase costs for families. In a letter to primary and post-primary schools, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has recommended they use generic uniforms and introduce competition in the appointment of suppliers for uniforms and tech devices. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly.
As the school year draws to a close, the state's competition body is looking to September and the cost to parents of kitting their child out for school. It has written to schools to ask them to consider whether the arrangements that they have in place are likely to increase costs by restricting competition. It has recommended that schools use more generic uniform items, that they limit the use of bespoke or embroidered clothing, and it says schools should appoint not just one, but multiple suppliers.
Garthies say investigations are underway following reports of an incident of criminal damage by fire at a premises in Dublin city centre. The fire occurred in the early hours of this morning at a building on Townsend Street. No injuries were reported and Garthies say no arrests have been made at this time. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Cloudy this morning with outbreaks of rain and drizzle drifting east across the country. The cloud will break up later with plenty of sunshine and dry weather following. Highest temperatures 17 to 21 degrees in westerly breezes.